Music. Excuse me while I kiss the sky. Jimi Hendrix. When I was 14, I got an Emerson 888 transistor radio for my birthday, and I listened to it at night while I did my homework. As I spun through the stations, I found WABC New York, and hope entered my life. Somehow, in the ether of radio waves, I arrived at the doorstep of the world. There was something wonderful and mysterious that existed outside of the suburbs, or maybe just inside my head, and the music took me to places I had never imagined. There were sounds that could turn me right side up and upside down, and will me with a passion I didn't know I had and a sadness I had never felt. It was music. It was my first drug. It was heaven. There was Dion and the Belmonts and Buddy Holly and Elvis Presley, and the Ronettes, and the Shangri-Las. The list was endless. But it all burst open, as is more than well established, when the Beatles came to America and appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show. They sang, "I Want to Hold Your Hand." I will never understand it. I couldn't control myself. I was grinning like a John Edwards. They brought a joyous energy that overwhelmed me. For years, they provided the soundtrack of my life. Even now, I can hear a song of theirs and go back to that time and place. Then came the Rolling Stones, and they were like the flip side of the coin. They were the bad boys. I went to their first American concert, and it was the first rock show I had ever seen. I saw Mick Jagger dance, and I thought, if he can dance, so can I. Of course, all that has changed since the advent of MTV, or as I like to call it, the Boner Network. These days, music is available to every kid everywhere. Now the little bastards come home from school and they go, "Mom, I'm going to watch MTV." Then they go up to their rooms and lock their doors and they put their peckers right up on the set and wait for liftoff. When I was growing up, we had to flip the pages of National Geographic magazine really fast in order to achieve the same result. Oh my God, oh my God, she's moving! Still, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Music still provides you with a vision. A vision, you'll find, that changes over time. For instance, let's say you fall in love. Well, every time you hear a particular song, you'll think of the woman you were in love with. The first time you hear it, perhaps you'll see her running through a field of clover. And the second time you hear it, she'll be taking a milk bath with a loofah. What can I say? I happen to think a milk bath is a nice idea, and a loofah makes it a better one. Then, after a few years go by, you have a horrible breakup, and you find yourself sitting in a bar late at night, having that last shot of Jägermeister just to clear your head before you hit the road. And something familiar will come on the jukebox. And despite the fact that she broke up with you a year ago, you'll hear that song again, and you'll still see her in your mind. This time, standing on a cliff, being torn apart by coyotes. And that's what music's really all about. That's the wonder of it. That's the joy of it.